You're listening to the Earth Change News podcast. Be sure to check out the video for Earth Change News on www.youtube.com/somethinginthclouds. Be sure to check it out and subscribe. You can also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/earthchangenews and our new website, which is in the description of the video. So be sure to check it out. Now, here is this week's Earth Change News. Thanks for listening. Top stories on Earth Change News this week. Massive tornado strikes Texas. Strongest storm in decades batters Japan. Snow falls in the United Kingdom after record heat wave. Thousands of dolphins dying in the Gulf waters. Hello and welcome to this week's Earth Change News. Millions of people were urged to seek shelter immediately as huge tornadoes threw trucks and other massive debris across the skies in Texas. Weather Service advisories issued Tuesday said storm spotters and radar revealed separate tornadoes south of Dallas and Fort Worth. Crumpled orange tractor trailers were later visible in Dallas County parking lot, as well as flattened trailers along the sides of highways and across roads. Officials at the DFW International Airport warned anyone in the airport to retreat to terminal storm shelters and to stay away from windows. All flights in and out of the airport had been cancelled. Dallas Police spokeswoman Sherry Jeffrey said an apparent twister touched down and caused damage within the city's southern limits. Officials had no intermediate information about injuries. Local television footage shows a large funnel cloud on the ground near Interstate 35 south of Dallas. The Weather Service says the large and extremely dangerous tornado was near Lancaster, about 20 miles south of Dallas and moving north. The Weather Service also reported other developing tornadoes and a band of severe storms that moved through the area. A powerful storm lashed Japan with heavy rain and strong winds, killing 4 people and paralyzing air and train traffic in Tokyo, officials said Wednesday. The spring storm swept across Japan's main island of Honshu on Tuesday, with winds of more than 144 kilometers, 89 miles per hour, which is typhoon strength. The meteorological agency said the storm had left the region by Wednesday, but it urged caution as strong winds would persist in parts of northern Japan. 2 people were killed in separate warehouse collapses in the north and south on Tuesday. Police reported 2 more deaths, an elderly man who fell off a roof and a woman crushed to death by a fallen tree. Officials said hundreds more were injured across the country. The storm had brought commuter train service to a halt and grounded more than 500 flights in and around Tokyo. Train service returned to normal Wednesday, but about 70 more flights were cancelled. Around 7 inches of snow fell in Scotland's highlands as an Arctic weather front bore down on the UK this week. The wintry blast comes just a week after record-breaking warm temperatures in northeastern Scotland. Last Tuesday, temperatures rose to 23.6 degrees Celsius in Aberdeenshire, making a new high in Scotland for the month. At the beginning of the week, the mercury dropped to minus 0.5 degrees Celsius overnight and was at 0 degrees Celsius at 6 a.m. The Met Office issued severe weather warnings for all of Scotland at the beginning of the week, as well as parts of northern England, Yorkshire and Humber and the East Midlands. The snow caused widespread travel chaos as temperatures plunged. Emergency services attended a 7-vehicle accident in Shotts, North Lancashire. The weather is in stark contrast to March's hot weather. The only years to have had a warmer month in the past 100 years are 1938, 1948, 1957, 1990 and 1997. The dolphins in the Gulf of Mexico are in the midst of a massive die-off. The reasons why remain a complicated and mystery mix of oil, bacteria and the unknown. Normally, an average of 74 dolphins are stranded on the northern shore of the Gulf of Mexico each year, especially during the spring birthing season. But between February 2010 and April 1, 2012, 714 dolphins and other sea creatures have been reported as washed up on the coast from the Louisiana-Texas border through Franklin County, Florida, reported by the NOAA. 95% of the mammals were dead. Since many of the dead dolphins sink, decompose, or are eaten by scavengers before washing up, NOAA biologists believe that 714 represents only a fraction of the actual death count. NOAA declared the die-off an unusual monetary event, as per the Marine Mammal Protection Act of 1972. Although the timing of the die-off largely coincides with BP's Deepwater Horizon oil spill and its aftermath, the deaths actually started increasing about 2 months before the April 20th, 2010 explosion, which started the months-long oil spill. Before the spill, 112 dolphins had already been reported stranded on the shore. In the summer of 2011, NOAA tested 32 live dolphins in the area, heavily impacted by the oil spill. The dolphins were underweight, anemic, had low blood sugar and or some symptoms of liver and lung disease. Nearly half had abnormally low levels of hormones that help with stress response, metabolism and immune function. The symptoms are consistent with those seen in animals exposed to oil. But the mystery still remains as to why the dolphins started dying before the spill. Widespread flooding hit parts of Fiji from Thursday night into Friday. The hardest hit areas were on the western side of the main island Viti Levu, where the town of Nandai had been cut off from other parts of the island. Nandai, home to Fuji's international airport, received over 11 inches of rain since Thursday, with rain still falling across the area on Friday night. The heavy rainfall caused most flights to and from the international airport to be cancelled on Friday, while hundreds of people were forced from their homes and many stranded on rooftops. Other local communities have been cut off by raging floodwaters as rivers overflowed their banks, forcing most schools to close on Friday. No deaths have been reported thus far, however, life-threatening flooding will be possible through the weekend. A strong storm in Argentina's capital has blown down trees and destroyed roofs, killing at least 11 people in the region and leaving more than 20 injured. Authorities say 4 people died in the capital of Buenos Aires as hail fell and heavy gusts of winds tore through the city. People who reported seeing a fiery ball of light in the cloudless noon sky Monday really did see an unidentified flying object. The flying object is yet to be identified. However, some people think it held little green men with giant eyes. According to the National Weather Service, they said it was likely falling space debris or a meteor. Jane Markey, an amateur astronomer who witnessed the falling object, said she was at traffic light near the airport when she saw a bright light streaking across the eastern sky at 11:49 a.m. "I saw a brightness of light fall from the sky going very fast," Markey said. "I would say it was around 1 magnitude. That's about as bright as you can get." She said she believes it was a meteor, though it could have been a piece of space junk. The Army, which operates an ammunition storage and transfer facility at Camp Stanley in the northwest Baxter County, reported no unusual activity Monday morning. More than 130 dams built under construction or proposed in western China's seismic hazard zones could trigger disastrous environmental consequences such as earthquakes and giant waves, finds a new report from the Canadian watchdog group Probe International. The report shows that 98.6% of the dams being constructed in western China are located in high to moderate seismic hazard zones. And finally this week, a cluster of mysterious luminescent orbs above the Las Vegas Strip, caught on tape last month, have some wondering if the city that draws millions of tourists a year might also have some extraterrestrial visitors. A video titled "Recent UFO Footage Over Las Vegas" was recorded March 21st by a visitor from Ohio and posted on YouTube 3 days later. It has since been viewed more than 44,000 times and spread to other social networking sites such as Facebook. In the video, several bright spots of light can be seen rotating in a fixed pattern high above the strip near the Lupta's famous beam of light. But the poster of the video, who goes by the screen name UFOs, are very real, maintains that the lights are not of this world. Two other videos posted by separate people on YouTube on March the 22nd also seem to show the mysterious lights dancing above the Lexor. So it goes to question, were the lights above the strip just birds or possibly something more? Thank you for listening to the Earth Change News podcast this week. Be sure to check out the video for Earth Change News on www.youtube.com/somethinginthclouds. Be sure to check it out and subscribe. You can also find in the description of the video the Facebook page for Earth Change News, the Twitter page, and our website. And you can also email us at somethinginthclouds@hotmail.co.uk. Take care. Thanks for listening.